Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Grüßt euch, Mona hier. Und gleich kommt noch Tom Gregory zu unserer Konversation dazu. Seine Hits kennt ihr alle. Die hier zum Beispiel. Die Person und das Gesicht hinter diesen Hits, die kennt man noch nicht so, aber genau das ändern wir. Unter anderem in diesem Podcast, denn Tom Gregory ist zurück nach 14 Monaten Pause mit einem neuen Label, einem neuen Team um ihn herum und ganz viel neuer Musik. Darum geht es in dem Podcast und zum Beispiel auch darum, an welchen skurrilen Orten die Inspiration findet, auf dem Klo zum Beispiel, und dass er wirklich gut und gerne mal vor 40.000 Menschen auf der Bühne steht, aber die Schwiegereltern kennenlernen. Das ist eine komplett andere Nummer. All das und noch ganz viel mehr jetzt in dem Interview. Ich freue mich, wenn ihr dabei seid. Welcome back, Tom Gregory.
Thank you.
So nice to see you again. So nice to have you here again after your 14-month break, right? No music. 14?
Yeah, I mean, I think the album was 12 months ago, but then we didn't release a single. 14 months since the last single, yeah. So anything radio-worthy was 14 months ago.
And now we've got your new single, Forget Somebody. Congratulations on that. A special single in many, many ways, because the first one is, it sounds different.
Yeah.
Like, it still sounds like you, but it also sounds a bit different. How come that it sounds so different?
It's like, I think I said on a podcast the other day, it's like when you close your restaurant for 12 months and then you reopen it again and then you've just got exactly the same menu as before. I feel like that's pretty boring. Mm-hmm. So I just changed the menu a little bit. Same chef, different menu.
Because of you? Because you wanted to change it? Or because of like the expectations of label fans?
The label, I was discussing this in the car with someone from my label, that I'm very grateful that my label don't, they force me to do many things. But what they don't force me to do is like on the music side, they kind of just let me do it, which is amazing. So I just, I basically got free rein to do whatever I want. I send them music and they just tell me which ones they like.
Good. So would you say that you feel more freed on this single, or maybe the next singles that will come?
Do you know, I'm lucky. I've always been free. I've always, everything that's out was my choice.
Nice.
Which is good.
It's super good.
Like, so if it doesn't, like, if one doesn't work more than another, I'm not really, it doesn't affect me. Like, whatever, it is what it is. It's my choice.
But that's not really common, right? I mean, a lot of artists, like, do have pressure about this and do have conversations with their labels and whatever.
There's so much pressure. But, I mean, there's less pressure knowing that it was my decision, you know? You know what I mean? It's like if someone says, like, no, you need to sing that. You've not written it. Sing this song. It's coming out. I'd feel worse if that didn't work because I'm like, oh, I should have just stood up for myself and done my own song.
Okay, so your decision, your responsibility.
Yeah, I can stand behind it. I'm like, I know this is a good song. Like, Forget Somebody, for example. I know it's a good song. If other people don't think it's a good song or it doesn't work, then it's fine because I like it.
Okay,
so who cares?
It's good.
So, like, I do care, obviously, how the song does. I'm not saying that, but I'm not going to be... Yeah, I can stand behind it, is what I'm saying, yeah.
That's good.
Long answer.
No, it's good, it's good. So it's a little bit, I have the feeling it's a little bit crying on the dance floor even. You can do both. Was that the intention, writing the song?
Yeah, I was lucky enough in the summer to play at, Hurricane and Southside. They're the same festival together. You probably know that anyway. But for anyone who doesn't know, it's the same festival. You play both. And on one of the evenings, I was playing before The Killers. And they played Mr. Brightside, and that song is exactly as you just described. It's like crying on the dance floor. And I wanted to do that and recreate something that I saw when they played it. Like, the crowd was just, it was like a completely different thing from what I've ever seen before. I've obviously heard the song and seen them play it on the internet, but seeing them do it in real life is like a different thing. So I was a bit jealous and wanted to do a bit of that. So yeah, that's how it came about.
Do you often get inspired by situations like that and then write a song off of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Inspiration is just random. I could be on the toilet having a shoot.
Did that happen?
Yeah, loads of times.
Which song comes from the toilet?
I don't know. Spill the what? I don't know. I can't remember. I've written so many songs, as you can imagine. But definitely. Loads. Like, loads. I don't know if any of the singles, but
okay.
So maybe, but it's just random.
Okay. Inspiration
doesn't. You can't like. You can't sit in a room and suddenly be like, "Inspire me, world."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not how it works for me, anyway. Mm-hmm. I wish it was like that. It'd be a lot easier.
I think like Charlie Puth works like that. I think that guy's just a
robot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear that he's like AI now.
I don't think he's real. It's unreal, really. Yeah, or Ryan Tedder, however. So how does the song make you feel? Was it crying for you, or was it dancing on the dance floor for you?
I think it makes me feel, it makes me reflect, and it makes me feel emotional. But then, you know, there's like a big guitar solo in it, and it's 100 and whatever BPM, beats per minute. So it makes you move as well. So it just makes me feel like that. It's one of my favourite songs that I've ever done. Whether or not it's the most successful, we'll have to wait and see. But we'll have this conversation in a year.
Yeah, okay. Looking back to this.
It's one of my favourite songs I've ever done.
It is. And it's really, I think it's a little bit 80s. It's a little bit indie rock. I really love it. And it suits you and your voice really, really well. And it's just something different. And I really like it. You said it in a TikTok, I think. Maybe something. That was what the label says, like, do a TikTok about the song.
That they definitely do. If you read my TikTok bio, it's my label were like, you need to write a TikTok bio because you haven't got one. And I changed it.
And it's the weirdest thing, writing something about yourself.
So can you write something about yourself?
Yeah, no, I can't.
And then label called me next day, went, we love your TikTok bio. And my TikTok bio is literally making my label happy. One TikTok at a time.
Nice, that's it. But that's authentic. So you said in a TikTok, it's about having someone you know you will never live without. Sometimes it can be the most amazing thing ever, or break you into a million pieces. Like, pretty existential, at least.
Yes.
So what is it for you? This is the song for you. How, maybe you can take us behind the process of writing the song. When did that happen?
The song, when did that happen? The last 3 months, I guess. Two months ago.
Oh, so not
it's quite
too
last
long
minute
ago.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all go, like, do you know what I hate? Like, when you're your own person, and which I like to think I still kind of am.
Yes.
I'm on the north side of my 20s now, but I'm still young. And people say, oh, you're young, you'll get over it. Kind of was born out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the song because, I mean, obviously it has a personal meaning to me in terms of someone, but like I think all the best songs, Noel Gallagher said it really well, and if anyone doesn't know Noel Gallagher, he is the guy who sings Wonderwall, and that's, of course, Oasis. And he said the singles should be for everyone and the album tracks are for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I treat this one. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep it like open, you know, I didn't want to make it all lovey-dovey. And it is a little bit, but it's also, you know, it could be about your mum, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. It's also special because it's your first single in 14 months. How was that? Was there a lot of, like, talking about pressure again? Was there a lot of pressure, or was it just, like, free-floating? Be honest.
Yeah, it probably was. Because, you know, like, it was just the last couple of years was just really wild for me. And like I released a song called Fingertips a couple of years ago. And from that, and then the next like five releases, it just felt like I couldn't really do anything wrong. Which is an amazing place to be. It's an amazing place to be as an artist, but sometimes you can get it wrong. So I was like, wow, well, I've taken quite a bit of time off now. So what if I get it wrong now? So that put me under a lot of pressure, yeah. And I've got like a new team, new label. So I've literally changed. Not only have I changed my restaurant menu, I've changed all the staff.
Okay.
And I've changed the logo on the outside.
Okay.
So it's like, are people still going to queue up to buy my food when I reopen? That's it.
So. Yeah. I see. Let's get back to that in a minute. But you said you had the feeling that you couldn't get it wrong. What did that do to your creativity and to your person?
It was great because it actually just opened me up. I was like, well, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. Okay. So like nobody was really telling me what to do.
Okay.
And nobody is now, but I think, taking that amount of time off, I think from January 2020, September or August, around summertime of 2019 to like this time last year, I'd done like 7 singles, and they all just did really well. So it was like boom, 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 boom. It was like just churning out songs. I just wasn't thinking about it. Whereas now it's like, oh, you've got a lot of time. Like now you've got time. And for me, time is great, but it's also awful. Like I work really well under pressure. And like when I'm, so I had a lot of time, which added pressure. Probably makes no sense.
No, it does indeed. So what did it to you personally that you had the feeling that you can't get it wrong at that young of an age that you were and you still are? And like starting out in this industry.
I'm 27 next week, so I'm
still young. What did that to you, like really as a person in personal life? Because I think that it could have turned out like the way nobody can. What do they want to do? I mean, I'm king of the castle.
Do you know, to me personally, nothing, because I've got like, even when I'm here today, I don't know why I looked around like.
There is something in this room. Sometimes we have the feeling that there's a ghost in here.
There could be a ghost. I don't know why. Something made me turn around just then.
Yeah, happens to everyone sitting there.
I'm sorry, we should get like a poltergeist in here and like get him to check out what's going on in this room. Anyway, what was I saying? What did you ask me again?
That
sorry,
it didn't
poltergeist,
like it. Yeah, yeah, it is. Do you believe in something like that?
I believe in there's external energies. Yeah, I don't know if that's a ghost. I don't know if like there's someone over my shoulder like haunting me. I don't know. Who knows?
But you just felt it.
I felt something. Yeah,
you felt it. I could tell. So it did nothing to you, like personally, that you had like the thing that you can't do anything wrong.
No, I've got imposter syndrome, so I never really, I've never really felt like I belonged in this industry. I feel like everyone's kind of in that corner and I'm just, me and a few others maybe are just chilling in the other corner. And I'm like, you know, I've had loads of hit records, but nobody really knows who I am. And I've kind of liked being that guy for a bit, but now I've signed with a major label and they want to change that and stuff, which is very nice. It literally has done nothing to me. I'm quite a shy person. Who just doesn't really feel like he belongs here. So I'm, you know, it's...
I mean, I can tell we do have a lot of imposter syndromes around here. I mean, I think it's the industry and everything that comes with it. But how did you cope with that saying now that you liked being that guy? So you don't like it anymore?
No, I love it. I mean, do you know what? I'm happy to be whatever the industry, whatever people want to perceive me as. Unless they perceive me as an absolute arsehole, then I probably
that would never happen.
Yeah, then I probably wouldn't like it. But I'm happy to be whatever. Honestly, I'm just living the dream that I get to like release music and people actually hear it. That's amazing. Like in 2023, 2022, you can't you don't realize how hard that is. There's like someone told me the other day there's like 40,000 songs a day going up online. So it's like the fact that mine is one of the ones that gets heard is pretty amazing. I imagine it would suck if no one heard your music and you put so much effort into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that feels like. And I'm very lucky not to know.
But maybe it sounds like it's like the most, like the purest form of music, because they really like it because of itself, like because of the music. They like the song because of the song, not knowing who's the, maybe not knowing yet or not knowing before. Really pure, like pure art thing.
I think up till now, like people just, the songs were like, it wasn't like a viral moment that made my songs big. It was a lot of support from radio. And that's why I always love coming back like here and other places. No, really, I genuinely mean that. Like radio has been the bed of my career. So there's not been like a viral moment or like someone doing a dance on TikTok. Listen, I'd love my song to go viral on TikTok. Don't get me wrong, it'd be well easy, so great, like just overnight millions of streams. Label would be so happy. You know, they'd buy me dinner. But it kind of, up until now, I've just felt like people have just liked it and listened to it because they want to, and they've not been like, seen it somewhere and liked it. You know what I'm trying to say.
But I think maybe it's the more like the healthier way to do it and the most sustainable way to do it, because it's a lot harder,
let me tell you. It's a lot longer.
Of course it is. But maybe it also lasts longer. You know, you don't have this viral thing and then nobody knows who's the singer. They just dance to it on TikTok and then it's just a one-hit wonder thing.
That's true. There's so many TikTok songs now, and I'm like, people are like, have you heard this song by
nobody knows,
Bill Smith?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the hell's Bill Smith? Yeah, and then they play the song, and I'm like, oh my God,
yeah.
Whoa.
Who is Bill Smith?
And then Bill Smith's no longer in the music industry next year. It's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. And you had a really like stepping up every time and a real steady but always like growing career. And I think that's really like, it sounds really healthy. And obviously you are. So why did you have the feeling to do this 14-month break and change everything around you if you're so healthy as you are? Was there a reason? Did it just happen?
You know, I felt like probably it was a mutual thing. Like the industry needed... I needed a break from the industry, mm-hmm. and the industry needed a break from me.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way I realized that was because my now girlfriend, when I first met her parents, they used to say to me like, "Yeah, we hear your songs every single day, and we can't escape you on radio." And I was just like, "Okay, I probably need to let this settle down a little bit, and then." Let's come back.
That was the reason.
Yeah. I was, you know, no one wants to be annoyed by someone. I felt like people might have been getting a little bit annoyed. So
how is like meeting the girlfriend's parents? Were you super like, oh my God, shaking and anxiety creeping in?
I have played for 40,000 people, right? And I have not been as nervous as when I met my now girlfriend's parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I'm like such a shy person, honestly. Put me on a stage and I look really confident, and in interviews I'm fine, but like in social awkwardness takes over when I'm in certain situations, and I'm just like, oh no.
One-on-one situations, especially. It's always the father. I mean, I know it myself. My father is always
God.
And looking like up and down. I'm like, mm-hmm, this is the guy. Mm-hmm, well.
Oh, you like my daughter?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's always the father.
And then you can't say no. And it's like, no, I do like your daughter. Yes.
But like, really, yeah.
I'm glad that
digging
I'm glad that's
hole.
Over.
Yeah.
And they're lovely. But it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's probably just as awkward for the girls as well, because I'm going to be that dad for sure. If I have a little girl, I'm going to be like, all right, passport, social security,
yeah.
Where do you live?
Income.
Yeah. Income.
That's the thing. Nice. So why did you choose, I mean, I call it your comeback single. It's a little bit over exaggerated, but why did you choose Forget Somebody to be your comeback single?
I just wanted to do something that felt great but different at the same time. I just wanted to do something different, honestly. I feel like people have expected a certain song from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I've kept serving sushi. Now here's a burger.
You really like that restaurant thing,
it's
right?
It's the easiest way for me to explain it to people, honestly. And every time I've done it, people go, oh, you're right.
It's really good.
Same chef, different staff.
It's really good.
Just, there's a burger. Go and enjoy a burger.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a bit like if you wanted to open a restaurant someday, but are you good, chef? Are you good?
No. Okay. My chef's good. I'm a better chef now because I bought an air fryer.
Ooh. So you just fry everything and then everything just tastes the same.
Mental. So good. So I can cook steaks medium rare
because
it tells me when to take it out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice. So I've heard you saying that you choose a lot of songs, and you said it yourself that it was very last minute that you choose Forget Somebody to mm-hmm. be the single.
Mm-hmm.
What did the other songs like not have? So that you decided to...
I'll play some of them. They have loads. I just decided to go with that one first.
Okay.
If I'm honest. Although, I must say, I probably wrote 70 songs this year.
Ooh.
And 6 of them are good.
But that's a good quote, right?
You only hear the good ones.
Okay.
Like, honestly, most songs that artists write are terrible.
So nice of you that you only play us the good songs.
You just so hear nice. The good ones. You don't hear the crap ones. Like, you only hear the good ones.
So it means that there are a lot of new singles coming. I mean, it sounds a bit like an album.
Honestly, there is no. I've got no plan for an album.
Good.
I released 2 albums really close together.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that again. I just want to release. I want to annoy people for a couple of years and then do an album.
Okay.
I just want to start annoying people again.
Yeah, that's good.
And be back and just.
And then ask the parents of your
my
girlfriend.
Music. Yeah. Am I annoying you now? Are you annoyed
not yet? Okay. Well then, keep going.
Honestly, it's a great thermometer for me of like when to stop. So I'm just going to annoy people with singles. Might do like a little EP or something. I'm saying like I know. I've got no bloody idea because, you know how it is. You sign to a record label and
mm-hmm.
I write the music. They decide when it comes out.
Okay.
So. But no, we're going to do a lot of songs, a lot of new songs next year, and I'm really excited. And they're all different.
Okay. Is it like how different? Are we going? Like, are we going rappy? Are we going super rock?
Five course meal. You're getting the starter.
Really?
Main's coming. Main is coming.
Good.
Q1 of next
year.
So
what would be for guest somebody? Was it the starter?
Starter, yeah. Just a little.
Really?
Just a little salad.
Mm-hmm. Just a little salad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a little salad.
Nice. Okay, then I'm super hyped. Speaking of the label and of TikTok, because I've read your bio on TikTok, and you also like do it really openly, like, okay, I have to do a TikTok today because my label says so. What do you think? And I love this because it's
I know of some artists that seem really enthusiastic on TikTok,
love
and then
it.
They text me and they're like, I'm really tired
of
doing this. So I'm like, well, just be honest. Like, people are going to find it hilarious when you're just like, doing a TikTok today. Nice. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so nice and it's so authentic. And it's not something that a label or whatever a person like would do as a strategy. You know, I mean, you're not telling someone, this is our strategy. You just pretend that you're not because like, no, you're really annoyed. So was it something that just came naturally? So how?
I think so. I once said in a meeting, strategies can't fix rubbish music.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like.
Good.
There's a lot of rubbish music out there that is trying to be fixed by social media strategies. And so I love social media. Absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to think about the other stuff first.
Yeah.
And then I'll do your TikTok afterwards.
Yeah,
but just exactly. let me make sure the music is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do a couple of dances and stuff and influencer stuff.
Good.
No problem. That's my take on
good.
It. But what do I know? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, but I think for me, it's exactly the same. And I super, like, deeply respect people that, like, just do it like that and are super creative and are super fast.
And honestly,
it.
There's no plan. There's no, like, no one is sending me a plan. I just, like, if I feel like doing a TikTok, I'll be like, yeah, let's whip the phone out.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it's good. And I think that's why it's working. I mean, the best example is Lewis Capaldi, isn't he? I mean, because
it's
nobody
exactly
could
same.
Have
it's
like
exactly the same.
No one's
telling Lewis.
Like
no one's telling Lewis what to do.
He's just
doing it,
and he just does it, and everyone loves it. Yeah. So you posted that you're on your way to film something very, 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 very cool. So four worries in this in this sentence. So what is there to come? What can we expect? Can you tell us about what you did?
New something to do with other songs.
Mm-hmm.
That also was to do with the TikTok, no joke.
Okay.
something, a cool idea that we had together, me and my label. Just to do with new music, really.
But you can't tell.
And this, obviously this single as well, like content around this single, but also around another song that we've got planned.
But you can't tell us, of course not, nothing.
What do you want to know?
Everything that you can tell us. Is it a dance? Is it a new single? Is there a name? Is there a future? Is it, what is it?
The next single starts with the letter N.
Ooh.
That's it.
That's good.
There we go.
Yeah, that's good. How was it like, because you also posted that you had a great experience going back to your hometown to shoot the cover for Forget Somebody. How important is your hometown and home for you?
Well, important. My hometown is one of the poorest places in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like, I really wanted, for this record, I really just want to be there. I don't know why. I just want to show it off. I think, I want to shine some light on it that's maybe not always been there.
Look at you, not imposter syndrome
and that
at
sounds
all.
Like, and that sounds like a little bit like, maybe a bit self-righteous and stuff. But it's not that
nice.
At all. It's a
nice
place full of nice, humble people. And I think we're going to shoot two music videos there later this month. I just wanted to show it off a little bit because it's not, you know, it's got bad parts like every town, but it's not that bad.
Nice. So is this the like your hometown and the people there, is it what keeps you grounded also?
Oh, yeah. If I came home in like a Gucci tracksuit and and like, you know, 20 gold chains around my neck.
I can
then
see
I'd
you in
get,
that.
I just get a big slap. the good thing is where I'm from, no one really cares about, they care about what I do, but no one really asks me about it. And it's not really changed their opinion of me, which I love because I think that's really rare. I'm very, very lucky. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, especially I can imagine when you become more successful and more known that there are more people just saying, yes, 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 you're good, yeah. You're great, you're doing great, yeah, great, yeah. Yes, just to, yeah.
With
yes.
success, like usually people kind of, I don't know, I can only say it in a really rude way.
Yeah, do so. I mean, it's...
People lick your arse.
Yeah, of course. Right? I didn't want to say it, but you got it.
I've said it, so you can bleep whatever you want out. People lick your arse. But no one does that with me, and I love it. Everyone's just like, oh, Tom, nice. Shut the... You know,
nice.
Shut the F up.
Is this where all the music happens now in your hometown? Like where you record it and where you write?
No, so I don't record it there anymore because I, you know, budget's a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. So I can like use some nice fancy toys and not just do it in a small studio in my house.
With your choir teacher coming over from fifth grade. Yeah. Can I sing also in your new song?
So yeah, I've got a little bit more to kind of, I've got a little bit more freedom.
That's good.
No, do you know what? I still do stuff in my hometown. Mm-hmm. Just the last ones I haven't done. I've done them in a really cool studio in London called The Toy Shop.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Where there's lots of toys and lots of pianos and stuff. Nice. But does it really make a difference? My label probably won't want to hear this because studios are really expensive, but probably not.
It does.
It does massively make a difference, difference.
You can hear it. I could hear it. Like
real. Huge.
Like the little squeaks in the background.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.